Hi there, I'm Jessica Porter, and welcome back to Sleep Magic, a podcast where I help you to find the magic of your own mind, helping you to sleep better and live better. Hi, everybody. Thanks again for all the feedback or the ratings and reviews that you leave on the apps. I just want to say that we have a huge selection of people listening to Sleep Magic. I've heard lately from a 12-year-old who's getting better sleep, but who's also frustrated by having to subscribe. But I say to you, you never have to subscribe. There will always be free content on Sleep Magic. Also, I've heard from a semi-professional poker player for whom this is helping this person calm down at the tables. I love that. Can I get in on that? Do I get a cut? And finally, somebody whose Aura ring, one of those rings that tracks all your biometrics, approves of Sleep Magic. The Aura ring is telling this person that sleep is in fact improving. So I love that. Thanks everyone for leaving reviews. Thanks for subscribing if you subscribe. And please, if you're getting help from Sleep Magic, please consider leaving a rating or review on wherever you listen to this. I really appreciate it. Before we get started, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, tonight, releasing resistance. I've been thinking lately about the concept of resistance, and it's come to my attention yet again that my biggest problem is me. My thoughts, my belief systems, the ones that I use to stop myself from moving forward. But let me go back a little. I generally look to nature to see what's possible. And when it comes to our development as humans, I like to observe plants as our models. Plants grow. That's what they do. They don't get neurotic about it or try to sabotage themselves. I mean, sure, sometimes they need some help being put in a sunnier spot or getting untangled from another plant. But the whole point of a seed is to open and grow. A seed becomes a sprout, then a plant that has blossoms and eventually fruit, and finally, it dies. That's its shtick, its raison d'etre. And yes, there is natural resistance in that picture. Resistance is the force in opposition to the big energy or the electricity of our lives. So let's go back to the plant. Pushing out of a seed can be hard. The seed itself sort of works against it. Pushing through that resistance of the soil also takes effort and makes the plant stronger. That is a natural push-pull of growth and evolution. And we as humans also feel natural resistance in our lives. We're working against gravity, atmospheric pressure, cold, heat, and other external challenges that cause us to stretch and grow. But what about the resistance we create within ourselves? What about the fears and negative belief systems that we carry inside of us that serve to tamp down our growth and slow our forward momentum? What can we do about those? The number one source of resistance for me is fear. And I don't mean like walking through a haunted house fear, but the resistant thoughts, the quiet fears that bubble away semi-consciously inside of me. What if I make someone angry? What if I don't belong? What if this thing doesn't work out? What if my future isn't what I want it to be? those thoughts not only create resistance, but if I feed them, they can even start to set up the exact situations that I'm trying to avoid. So, on a side note, I'd like to repeat a suggestion that I made last year in the Sleep Wave podcast. Please write down your fears and resistant thoughts. Just get them down on paper and make it a daily habit. You don't need to analyze them or understand them or fix them. Just write them down. I am afraid of A, B, C. By writing them down, you're releasing them from your body and your subconscious mind. And you're releasing resistance, making room for the energy of nature to work through you, making you a more powerful force in the world. And it will also, writing down your fears, it will also help you to sleep more easily and peacefully, I promise. I developed a new mantra recently, and I try to say it to myself when I find myself in a muddle. I say, stop resisting. Because chances are I'm getting in the way of the energy flowing. So many good things happen in our lives quite naturally. We love one another naturally. We express our talents naturally. We feel connected to nature naturally. And when I say stop resisting, it helps me to remember that if I just let go of all my stuff, good things happen. So tonight, we let go of resistance and just let ourselves grow. Get yourself into a safe and comfortable position, and let's begin. Allow your eyes to close easily and gently. Bring your awareness to your breathing. Just allowing your breath to be normal and natural. And allow your awareness, which has been outside of you all day, doing things, thinking things, fixing things. Just allow your awareness to come home to your breath. Coming home to your body. Good. I'd like you now to bring your awareness up into your eyelids and imagine that the little muscles of your eyelids are feeling loose and limp and relaxed. Just allow them to feel heavy, sleepy, and comfortable. Now, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to test your eyelids to make sure that they will not open, that they are so heavy and so relaxed that they simply cannot open. And of course, you could open your eyes if you wanted to, but you're pretending that you can't. So now I'd like you to accept the suggestion that your eyelids are so relaxed they simply will not open, and test your eyelids to make sure they won't open by wiggling your eyebrows. Just give your eyebrows a little tug while your eyes remain closed, perfect, beautiful. And now this relaxation that you have around your eyes is the same relaxation you will soon have throughout your entire body as you take yourself deeper and deeper. So let's imagine this relaxation around your eyes now moving back into your head. Allowing your head to become nice and heavy on the pillow. Allowing the muscles of your scalp to relax completely. As you imagine, a warm mist of relaxation is taking over every single cell of your brain. even the muscles of your face letting go, surrendering. As you imagine warm waves of relaxation lapping up against the beach of your mind. Feel those warm waves of relaxation lapping up against the beach of your mind. As all mental tension disappears. So let's imagine these warm waves of relaxation moving down into your shoulder. Warm waves moving in and around the muscles of your shoulders. Letting everything relax. As the warm waves move down your arms, just feel those warm waves soothing and softening the muscles of your arm, like you've been at the beach all day. Feeling so relaxed, so sleepy. The warm waves move down into your hands. Feel your hands floating on the waves. As all tension in your hands disappear, good. And while you're listening to this recording, you may remain aware of the sounds going on around you. From this moment on, no sound that you hear will bother or disturb you in any way. In fact, from this moment on, any sound that you hear, noises from the street, sounds from within your home, those sounds will actually cause you to go deeper and deeper into relaxation. Bring your awareness to those sounds now and let them take you deeper. Very good. So now, allow the warm waves of relaxation to move down along your back. Imagining these warm waves of relaxation soothing and relaxing the muscles of your back. All the way down to your lower back and buttocks. And as the muscles of your back feel these warm waves of relaxation, all of your internal organs feel relaxed and supported and are working in perfect harmony. As the warm waves waves of relaxation move down your legs. Just imagine the soothing, warm waves moving all the way down your legs, like you've been at the beach all day, hearing the soft crash of the wave in the background all day, smelling the salty air, hearing seagulls, feeling the sun on your skin. As the waves move down into your heart, soothing and relaxing the muscles of your feet, as all tension in your body disappears, as you take yourself beautiful day. And you take a short walk from the beach into a field of sunflowers. You walk down a row of sunflowers, so tall they grow above your head, and the highest flowers all point up at the sun. You notice a sunflower seed that's fallen on the earth between the flowers. You pick it up and hold it in your hand. Notice how strong and hard its shell is. Notice its elegant shape, its black and gray markings. What a miracle a seed is, full of life. Bring the seed to your belly and imagine it passing into your body, settling just below your belly button. As you go deeper and deeper, as the seed sits inside of you, it becomes warm and soft. Imagine now that the seed is cracking open. The shell of the seed is disintegrating. as a tiny root grows down inside of you. And as the root grows down, a sprout comes up from the seed. Sprout is the feeling of hope, of faith. Stepping into a new project or relationship or phase of your life. Full of hope. Without any evidence. The final product. Notice how you feel with this sprout inside of you. This is the feeling of beginning things, of being new or inexperienced. It's okay to begin things. You're allowed to begin new things. Any concerns or fears or resistance have dissolved into the earth. As you allow yourself to go deeper and deeper into relaxation. Good. As you look down at the sprout, you notice two little leaves coming apart at the top of the sprout, separating as they reach for the sun. And as the sprout continues to grow, the leaves grow, expanding outward, getting bigger, darker, and stronger. And just as these leaves are reaching out to express themselves, another set of leaves growing in the opposite direction emerge from between the first one. You too are growing in all directions, cultivating connections with different people and subjects and ideas. You too are spiraling up into existence. And as you grow, your leaves are becoming bigger, broader, stronger, and your roots are reaching down into the earth, receiving from the soil. It's okay to receive. It's okay to be nourished. It feels good to be fed from the earth. As you receive the amazing energy from the earth, and your leaves receive light from the sun, your stalk is becoming thick and strong. Just as your spine is strong. Channeling energy from the earth and the sky to all parts of your body. As your leaves continue to grow, another new set emerges perpendicular to the one before, spiraling up and out, and you are expanding, you are reaching out and connecting with the world. It's okay to reach out and connect. It's okay to be a part of things. It's okay to connect. Connecting feels good. Your life is as natural as a plant. Growing and expanding. You continue to change. Express yourself and expand. Just like this plant as you reach up for the sun. And the sun shines down on you. You notice the tiny head of a sunflower. So small and pinched. Right at the top of the plant. Right in your chest. You allow it to open slowly, gently. First, its green leaves, now its bright yellow petals. Opening to the sun. Now its dark brown center, made up of cells that will become seeds. As the flower opens, you feel the energy of your heart opening. Just as the flower sends and receives energy into the world, so do you. Just as the flower connects with the natural world, so do you. It's okay to express yourself. It's okay to open. It's okay to bloom. You are blooming. It feels so good. Bloom. The stalk of your plant is becoming even thicker now. Thicker and stronger. As you are getting stronger, every day of your life, more confident, wiser, more yourself. And as the roots continue to move down through your legs into the earth, you are absorbing from the world. You absorb knowledge, love, experience, food, and your roots connect with all the other roots in the garden. It's okay to grow. It's okay to be strong. It's natural to be strong. As your plant gets bigger and bigger, there's a second flower growing up into the middle of your head, at your third eye. Feel it bloom right in the middle of your brain. You are expressing your uniqueness and creativity and spirit in the world. It's okay to expand. It's okay to bloom. As you look around and see all the other flowers blooming, there's enough room for everyone. You are making the world better by blooming. Full of sunflower seeds are being released from your flower, scattering on the earth below, planting themselves in the soil. You are offering your gift to the world, and it feels so good. So right. It's natural to offer your gift. Resistance you may have had to giving your talents to the world has evaporated. It feels good to release your energy to the world. As you go deeper and deeper, you notice the sun has gone down, the and the stars have come out. Your flowers close their petals. And tilt their faces down toward the earth. As you go deeper and deeper. Allowing yourself in the field with all the other sunflowers to rest. You will bloom again.